The East Australian Current is wide and powerful and plays a crucial role in our East Coast climate and in maintaining the health of our marine life and plants. But there are big gaps in what scientists know about the dynamic ocean current that can jump from hugging the coast one day to shifting hundreds of kilometres out to sea the next. A team of marine scientists from the CSIRO is setting sail today from Brisbane, determined to try and fill these knowledge gaps. Stephanie Smale joined the chief scientist for the project, Bernadette Sloyan, on board the RV Investigator before it set off.
The RV Investigator is docked at the port of Brisbane, packed and ready to go. On deck, giant orange buoys, kilometres of rope and metal mooring lines, and huge anchors are ready to measure the speed, salinity and temperature of the East Australian Current.
In the corner we have our anchors, which are really just stacks of train wheels. And then in front of them is some big orange balls. They add flotation to the mooring to keep it standing tall. And then you see at each ends of those flotation balls, we have instruments sticking out. They basically measure the ocean currents as it goes past.
Six of the huge moorings are already sitting off the coast of Brisbane and have been for the past 18 months. Some are 5 kilometres deep. Bernadette Sloyan says she's excited to pull them in and find out what they can tell her.
We're all very comfortable with going to Brisbane and knowing I'm going to go to Brisbane in July and the mean temperature will be this, so I'll pack my clothes to do that. But if we think about the East Australian Current as actually, if we go there in June or July or any other month of the year, what's its mean conditions? And we really don't have the ocean observations to do that. So combining the observations we're going to take here with models of different resolutions along our coast will provide us with understanding what the mean conditions of the current is. And then when we see big changes, we know how big that chain is and the variability. And then we can get out and start thinking about what's driving the changes that we see.
The CSIRO team will then spend a day sending down new moorings, ready to capture another year and a half of information. It's a slow process, with instruments clipped onto the mooring line at regular intervals as it's fed into the ocean.
When we're all happy and we're ready to release the anchors, someone just pulls a string and the split pin comes out and the anchors fall into the ocean. It's not dramatic, it should never be dramatic because it's always controlled, but it actually is, you know, it's the end of a day where we've all worked hard, but then if you think about the whole period of time and the timeline to get this done, it's the beginning of we're back out here. You know, for a scientist like myself, seeing the data come in, you know, that's where I'm going, okay, now I get to do some really fun stuff about understanding the ocean.
The East Australian Current carries up to 40 cubic metres of water south each second, the equivalent of 16,000 Olympic swimming pools. It's almost 100 kilometres wide in parts and more than 1.5 kilometres deep in some areas. The current doesn't just control weather and seasonal forecasting. Bernadette Sloyan explains the more scientists know about the East Australian Current, the better equipped they'll be to protect the marine animals living in and around it.
It does control not just our climate, so our weather and our seasonal forecasting, but it also controls very strongly the marine biodiversity along the coast. You know, we've seen many records in the recent times of species being found much further south than they normally are, and those are controlled by the current strength, so advecting those species south, but also changing of the temperature and the properties of the ocean that allow them to actually extend their range. So we extend range of species, but that's also for vulnerable species that are at their tolerance level, say, of the temperature, that's actually a cause for concern.
10 CSIRO scientists will join the ship's crew when the RV Investigator sails, ready to start logging data once the old moorings are on board.
Okay, the Investigator is a very tall ship, so you're about to go up like 5 flights of stairs. We're now on the bridge of the Investigator. So I would come up here 3 to 4 times a day, maybe more, just to see how things are going, that the operations are going to plan. We need to really take into account how strong the EAC is going to be when we're out there. What's the wind direction going to be?
Downstairs, two computer labs are set up and ready to receive the information from the deep. The data will be added to a national network of ocean observations that's building a fuller picture of how the ocean influences the climate and other parts of nature.
So we're collecting, you know, the temperature and the salinity of the ocean and the velocity of the ocean every hour. So now we have 18 months worth of hourly data, and we can put that together to present a movie of what the current does. And the current rapidly moves inshore and offshore. It doesn't take a week, it can do it in a day. It's a dynamic system. And understanding what drives, why is it moving so rapidly onshore or offshore, or then why is it stable for a long period of time, is what really interests me.
Bernadette Sloyan says nothing is certain when you're studying the East Australian Current.
The last voyage we did, we actually went off to our outside mooring, which is 250 kilometres off the coast, and the EAC was there. And so we normally expect weak currents there, but we had strong currents. We actually had some seabird people on board, and there was amazing amounts of seabirds in that area. So they'd moved offshore with the current too. So it's not constant at all.
She says long-term studies are essential to learn how to protect the ocean.
There are key places in the ocean and the ocean surrounding Australia that I think long-term monitoring is going to be the thing we have to do. And that will then enable us to work with the modelling community and sophisticated circulation models of the ocean to actually then project change in a much wider domain than just in the East Australian Current at Brisbane.
Chief Scientist and CSIRO Bernadette Sloyan ending Stephanie Smale's report, and that ship set sail today.